各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
这次我们在神训班学习腓立比书。
At these seminars that we studied the book of Philippians.
我们从生命的突破谈人生的喜乐做主题。
Our theme is the joy of life from breakthrough of life.
我们谈到几个题目。
And we study several topics, themes.
我们谈到从肉突破肉体的桎梏啊
，and we mentions about the breakthrough physical hardships.
就是能够从爱的交流来突破肉体的桎梏。
And that from love, that how we can break through physical hardships.
我们谈到突破批评的痛苦。
And we also study about breakthrough of pains of critique.
能够从主被尊大的感恩突破。被人批评的痛苦
and that from the great love of the Lord that we can study the pain of critics.
我们谈过突破生死的挑选
and we also studies about the breakthrough of the choice of death and life.
能够从对死的盼望了解生的喜乐
and that from that that we can feel the joys of life.
我们通过突破孤高的阴影
and that we have a breakthrough of shadows of arrogance.
用基督的心来团契，使喜乐得到满足。
And that using the minds of Christ that we can have love to satisfy us.
我们谈过突破徒劳的服事。
And we also mentioned about the breakthrough of labor.
从急功近脆到眼见服事果效的一种喜乐。
And that from a small minute work all the ways that how we can have joys in the work that we do.
我们提过突破这个同工的障碍。
And we also studied about the breakthrough the obstacles of co-working.
从对同工的扶持到带给同工的喜乐。
And from servitude to the joys of serving one another.
主若愿意，我们今天来我们晚上来谈三点突破追求基督的障碍，突破满足现状的怠惰，突破环境的起伏。
And if we have time, then we're going to study the breakthrough of obstacle of seeking Jesus, breakthrough of the laziness, and the breakthrough of bondage.Up and down of environment.
我们追求基督呀，要从肯定自己到认识基督能够尝到一种能够得到一种喜乐。
And from knowing the Christ to understanding Christ and to the joy of Christ.
腓立比书第三章谈我们来读腓立比书三章一节。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 3 verse 1.
三章一节，请你读。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 1. Finally, my brethren.Rejoice in the Lord. To write to the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe.
他从勉励门徒要喜乐开始来谈这个事情。
And Paul begins, the writer begins with exhorting the readers to be joyful.
当时有第三种传道人，他们是保罗叫他们是犬类。
And there's the third type of evangelist, Paul called them.The despised people.
Dogs.
这是
很不好听的话。
And
这是第二节哈。
And verse 2 is a blasphemy word.
请读第二节。
Verse 2. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of their concessions.
第三节。
Verse 3. For we are the circumcisions which worship Lord in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
在腓立比教会有一种利华主义的传道人鼓励他们要受割礼。
In the Philippians church, there's a legalistic group of believers that emphasize on circumcision.
那保罗说我们要防备这样的人。
And Paul tells us to avoid this group of people.
因为真受割礼是心灵的，不是外在的，是今天就是我们的受洗。
True circumcision is not the physical circumcision, but the spirit, which is the baptism today.
那针对这样的人，保罗就谈到他的生命对他自己的生命过程有一个相当的自我肯定。
And mentioning these circumcisions, Paul has a very strong convictions in his life.
因为这些华利赛人这些文士，这些利华主义的人他们是凭着肉体夸口的。
And this,
就是受割礼来夸口的。
This group of evangelists, the legalistic believers, they boast because of what they had done physically.
保罗说，如果他们可以夸口，我更可以这是他对自己的一种肯定。
And this is the determined confidence that Paul had because if they can be boastful of what they did, I am more boastful of what I do.
第五节保罗说他第八天就受割礼了。
verse 5 mentions that Paul was circumcised on the eighth day.
啊，这个是根据亚伯拉罕的约而来的。
And this was abiding with the covenants of Abraham.
第五节他说他是以色列便雅悯支派的人。
Verse 5 says that he's from the tribe of the Benjamin.
便雅悯支派在南部，他是没有跟北部，北部有一些人是外族人通婚的，所以有人骂耶稣是撒玛利亚人，就是骂耶稣是不纯的杂种的。可是保罗他是纯种的以色列人。
And Paul comes from the tribe of Benjamin, which is the southern kingdom, doesn't compromise with the other tribes. And therefore, when people rebuke Jesus as Samaritans, Paul himself was confident that he is a true Jew.
那他又说他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
And Paul is confident saying that he is a Hebrews of the Hebrews.
小弟不是美国人生的美国人，小弟是中国人生的美国人。
And my pastor myself is that I'm not an American-born American, but I'm a foreigner born in.
在当时代的犹太人有一种国外生的希伯来人，但是保罗是纯种，就是国内生的希伯来人生的希伯来人。
And at that time there are Hebrew Jews that was born outside of the land, but Paul is the one that born in locally.
就律法说他是法利赛人。
And from the law perspective, Paul is a Pharisee.
法利赛人常常把经文绣在他们的身上。
And the Pharisees would often exhibit the laws in physical.
他们一个礼拜禁食两次。
They would fast twice a week.
是一个敬虔的一个宗族的人啊，敬虔的人。
And they are very zealous believers.
就热心说他是逼迫教会，这已经是热心的极致了，已经到狂热的一种极致了。
They become fanatics that they do point of persecuting the church.
就律法的义说他是没有可以指责的，就是律法的节期啦、礼仪各方面的律他都是没有可以指责的。
And they are righteous in the law because they follow all laws and statutes.
这是指律法的外面而言的。
And this is from the literally speaking from the practice of law.
因为从律法的精神虽然他外面都守好了，但是说他内心是很辛苦的，所以他想做的善事他做不出来，不想做的恶他却行出来了。
Literally they follow every word to the laws, but they do it so deliberately that it's so difficult for them to practice spiritually.
所以我们看到保罗对他自己过去的经历，他相当的肯定，相当接受自己的一种生命过程。
So from previous experiences of Paul, he was very confident of what his lifestyle is.
当一个人不能够接受自己的过去，讨厌自己，他不会是一个快乐的人。
And one cannot accept what their previous experiences or life are, they will not be happy with the life that they had.
今天我们的自我认定要从神的价值来看。
Our understanding of the value system of ours should be rely upon what God wants.
我今天是一个有价值的人，不代表我过去有很多辉煌的成就，虽然那也是好的。
Today I have my own value system doesn't mean that I, you know, previously I had a very good life.
更肯定我自己是，我是被耶稣拣选的人。
I'm more confident because I'm chosen by Jesus Christ.
保罗很大声的敢讲说他是罪人中的罪人。
Paul he can boast loudly to say that he's a sinner of all sinners.
但是说他因为是这样，所以更资格做模范生。
Because of that saying that he is the best model that we can see.
因为他是罪人中的罪人，主又拣选他，更能够来模范做出一个神真的是一个信实、恩慈、仁爱慈爱的一位神。
Because he is the model of models and sinner of sinners, that he become a good example model for everyone because of righteousness and sanctification.
所以虽然这些肉体上的的事情，他可以肯定，他也可以从基督的价值来肯定自己。
Physically, he can confide that, but spiritually, he can tell what God has done for him.
所以今天我们要学习喜欢自己。
Today we have to practice to learn to love ourselves.
很多人在小时候可能受过这种 abusing 被人家 abuse 过，所以他长大常常不能够忘怀过去的那种污秽罪恶。
Today many that has been abused while they were young cannot forget all the early days of their life.
这样子他可能不会快乐。
And probably they would not have joy in their life.
所以有人说有一句话说，我虽然很丑，但是我很温柔。
And there's a saying that says that even though I'm ugly, but I'm very gentle.
我承认自己的丑，但是我也知道耶稣给我有一种属灵的德性。
I admit my ugliness, but yet God has given me His best attributes.
我圣经上讲，我虽然很黑但是我是秀美的。
And Bible writes that I'm dark, yet but I have the beauty of it.
所以我们要用神的光、神的价值来肯定我们的存在。
And so we can use the light and the value of God to tell what we were, what
our word are. 所以我是神所爱的人。
To tell me that I'm the one that God loved me.
虽然我是神所爱的人。
Since I'm beloved by God.
但是跟主耶稣的价值比起来，我是微不足道的。
And comparing to the word of Jesus, I'm uncomparable.
虽然过去我拥有很多。
In the past, I may possess much.
但是跟这个主耶稣的真光价值比起来，那些好像垃圾一样。
And comparing with the glorious light of God, all what I have what I possess is.
所以他能够认清自己的价值，在比较耶稣的价值，发现到哇，我虽然可以肯定我自己的生命，但是耶稣是更美好的。
Comparing with what Paul initially owns and what Jesus owns, that is uncomparable what Jesus gave.
所以我们来读第七节。
Verse 7.
请读。
Verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
第八节
was eight years, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ.
第九节第八节你有读过所以保罗跟耶稣的认识耶稣价值比起来，自己人世间所拥有的其实都好像垃圾一样。
When Paul compared himself with Christ, that he is unworthy.
人世间不是垃圾，但是跟主比起来，好像垃圾一样。
Men are not worried. I'm not comparing with garbage, but comparing with Christ, we are indeed.
所以，我们看到主耶稣的价值，我们会觉得哇，主耶稣这么美好，那认识他，也让我们的生命美好起来。
And we compare with Christ, how beautiful Christ is, and we can live together with Him.
我们来到真耶稣教会。
We come before through Jesus Church.
你怎么到感受到认识主耶稣真的一些美好的事情呢？
How can you feel or experience that the goodness of knowing Christ?
来到这边得到圣灵。
You receive the Holy Spirit.
很奇妙的，怎么会说出这种奇异的舌音呢？
Miraculously, how can you speak this unknown tongue?
很多人得到圣灵，他们写文章说我得到这个圣灵其实要让我做王我都不要，要让我圣灵跟换一个总统来换，我都不会想要做总统的。
And many persons experience the Holy Spirit writes down that.Whatever you exchange for me, even the best to be a king or president, I will not exchange for it.
我来到教会体会到神的爱原来是这么的大。
And now I experience the greatness of love of Christ.
神的道理是何等的活泼有盼望，让我这么有盼望。
And I see the living power of God in me.
你再从主耶稣的角度发现到，原来我们的生命因着主耶稣有个180度的转变。
And if we see our life that we have a 180 degrees change.
没有说我以前是有东西，但是以前那些东西因着主耶稣。看起来这些我当成有益的，现在都变成 有损的了。
Indeed, we possessed much previously, but now comparing with what all this is, it is lost for me.
所以你看那个保罗，他有180度追求的转变。
And we see that Paul has 180 degrees degrees of pursuing God.
他可以为主耶稣抛头颅洒热血
And he died, he bled for Christ.
因为追求耶稣才是真正的至宝。
And by knowing Jesus, that is precious for him.
你看撒该，他追求耶稣也是有180度的转变。
Zacchaeus, another example that has 180 degrees.
以前是追求金钱，追求社会上的地位，做税吏长，做一个有钱的人。
In the past, he pursued for money, wealth, and he is a tax collector.
但是耶稣是至宝，耶稣真是至宝。
Jesus indeed is a gems, and that he is.
地位、钱财都不重要了。
Status and wealth are unimportant.
耶稣给了满足到我可以把我的财产一半给穷人呢。
And Zacchaeus is so happy that he can give half of what he possessed to the poor.
今天如果我们对耶稣有这样实在的认识
，Today if we have this clear understanding of Jesus,
我们追求的方向一定会不一样。
And the goals of our persuasions will be different.
真的，人世间物质的东西你拿到的那一刹那，它的价值就开始递减。
And on any materialist thing that once you get it on your hands, it depreciates.
电脑，你一天拿到的时候，哇，你很高兴。
One day you get a brand new computer, you're so happy.
我这个电脑总会给我们买的大概1000多块钱吧。
The laptop that I possessed was bought by General Assembly
for
about more than $1,000.
哇，赶快擦，现在。
When I first have it, I will clean off every spot. Now I just let it go.
你买一辆新车的时候，哇，每天都擦得很干净很宝贝。
If you buy a new car, you will polish, clean up every day, so precious.
可是新车买了用了一两年，你那个价值就差很多了。
After you own the car for more than a year, it depreciates a lot.
人世间所有物质的东西，真的，你一拿到它就价值递减。
All the materialistic things that we own depreciate instantly.
但是耶稣不是这样子的。
But Jesus is different.
你越追求，你会越喜乐。
The more we pursue after Jesus, the more joy we have.
所以有的传道人讲说，真的，他们读圣经第一遍没什么感觉，第二遍有感觉，到第五遍会掉眼泪。
And there's some ministers that says that the first time they read doesn't have any feelings on the Bible. Second time they have some feelings. The fifth time they will shed their tears.
所以第三节啊，保罗说：“弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要在主里面喜乐。”
And that verse 3 says that, Lord, brothers, do you be joyful in the Lord?
Rejoice in the Lord. 在主里面喜乐哦，就是我们在主里面本身就是一种喜乐。
And we are joyful in the Lord.
我常常在想人世间跟教会的活动做比较哦。
Let us compare the activity, circular activity and the church activity.
我看在美国最好的地方是哪里？你们喜欢去哪里度假
？What is the best vacation place you want?
夏威夷嘛，对不对
？Hawaii.
我刚开始去的时候，我很喜欢那个去那个哈纳乌马贝。我觉得那个是，如果你不会游泳或者是没有进去过，我觉得你哦失去太多。你一定要去那个哈纳乌马贝游泳一下，真的你会大开眼界。
If you go to Honolulu Bay in Hawaii, that will open your eye real wide.
但是发觉到我第三年去的时候，我就觉得好像没有什么感觉了。
I lost the feeling after my third visit.
后来我就没有每年去了啦，我不是每次去了啦哦。
After that, I do not visit Hawaii yearly.
你去 Honolulu Bay 两年就失去兴趣了。
And the first few times I visit because of the interest.
但是我在想，我那个 TTP 那两年，你要叫我再读 TTP 两年哦，我很高兴呢。
And if I were to receive the training, practice training seminars again, I would be happy.
就是去做神学生再做一次啊。
And to be the theological students once again.
那个这次我们传道者灵修会一个传道人真的他就是这样讲，在这里真好啊。
And one of the ministers during our workshop says that to be here together is so wonderful.
我们在座很多人大概都游山玩水过很多地方的啦，真的。
And most
我想你也是一样啊。
Most of us here sitting down here that you probably has been.Visiting a lot of other places.
但是人世间真的可以吸引你，让你觉得真好，到底是哪里呢？
On the circularly, what is the best place that we have ever?
为什么你要每年来？今年已经第四年了，这么多人。哦，我说 NYTS 哈，第一年的学生特别多了哈，然后二三年大概就人数就少了。可是你们诸位四年级了，已经四年了，还很多旧生都一直来。
The question is that NYTS every year people will start coming, but NATS this is the fourth year. How come you come so many times?
啊，你没有去夏威夷，你都要来这里啊
？You do not visit Hawaii, but you come here.
也许啦哦
，Maybe.
为什么
？Why so?
这里真的很好。
It is very nice here.
为什么
？Why so?
这里有主耶稣。
Because the Lord is here.
你可以瞻仰神的荣耀。
You can experience the glory of God.
所以耶稣真的是我们的至宝。
God, Jesus indeed is our precious.
我们有这样的了解，我们的生命的追求就会改变。我们世上的工作可以停一下，我的假期可以拿来教会追求神的话、神的灵、神的喜乐。
And if we have this experience to treasure Jesus Christ, then you can leave behind all our walls and all our vacations and allocate them to here.
这样我们就可以突破追求基督的障碍。
Then we can break through the obstacle of seeking.
所以你要肯定自己在主里面的价值啦。
Then you have to make a measuring of what your value system is.
但是在神面前，我们这个价值是没有什么的哦。虽然可以让你喜乐，但是主才是最有价值的哦。
We may have some value, but it will not bring joy to you. But it's only the joy in Christ.
我们继续追求神，就可以突破追求基督的障碍。
Then we can have a breakthrough of the obstacles of seeking.
我们再来谈一谈啊，突破满足现状的怠惰。
And now let's study from breaking the things behind to reaching the reward of the race.
从忘记背后的荣辱到心存奖赏的直跑。
And from breaking the things behind to receiving the rewards of the race.
我们来读腓立比书的第三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
请念。
Verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after.If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
第十二节谈到说，他不是说他已经得着了。
Verse 12 tells us that he doesn't possess it already.
他觉得基督哦，在他的生命里面有也给他一个目标。
He feels that in Christ has an object or goal in his life.
啊，他要竭力去追求主耶稣给他生命设的一个目标。
And he tries to pursue the goals that have been set for.
十三节又再讲一次。
Verse 13, it repeats again.
弟兄们，我不以为我已经得着了。
Brother, I do not count myself to have apprehended.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不要以为神要给你生命所达到那个目标，你已经达到了。
And brother and sister, do not think that you have received what you want in your life.
神要我们达到什么目标呢
？What goals God want us to do?
神要叫我们去爱人。
God wants us to love others.
你说我爱够了啦？哎呀，我已经爱了五十年了，我爱还不够吗
？I already loved for 50 years. Isn't that enough?
可是圣经上讲说，爱要常常以为亏欠呢、啊。
And Bible tells us that we will always fall short of loving.
你说我祷告，我祷告很多了。
When you mentioned about prayer, I already pray a lot.
我天天祷告，我每个礼拜六都去祷告。
I pray every day. I pray every Saturday.
我已经得着了。
I already received the prayer.
可是圣经上讲说要不住的祷告。
But the Bible tells us to pray continuously.
你说道理我已经得着了，我这个道理哦，我这个圣经读过好几遍了。
The truth, the Bible, I have already read multiple times.
啊，但是你发现到说，每次读都有一个每次新的了解，新的亮光。
Every time you read it, you realize that you receive a new revelation.
追求爱，追求亲近神，追求啊，竭力追求认识属灵的知识。这个目标，我们不要以为你已经得着了。
And the goal of reading the Bible, drawing nearer to God, is not something that we already.
这些目标死了。才真的是达到目标了，怎么可能有人祷告到我说我祷告到好了？这我断气那一天哦，真的目标，神给你设的目标可能才达到了啦。
We attain what we want. For example, prayer. If we have enough prayer, only the day when we give up our last prayer.
你想看哦，保罗他也不晓读过多少圣经了。
We can imagine we do not know how much.
祷过多少告了
？He must have
many. 爱过多少人呢
？He must have loved many people.
但是我还没有得到，我还没有得着。
Paul himself says that I have not received that.
这个就是一个动态的生命啊。
This is a dynamic life.
很多人我跟你聊天的时候，我说哦，在两年你就毕业了。
And many of you, when I have conversation with you, you say that 2 years you graduate.
他说我不要毕业啊。
They tell me that I do not want to graduate.
我要继续来。
I want to continue.
这个就是一个动态的学习，继续在学习。
This is a dynamic life that you learn and continuously.
你就会知道人世间哦，所有活的东西都是动的东西啦，不动的东西有可能是死的东西啦。
In this world, that most of the things that is mobile, movable are living. And
你的心脏是动的。
Our heart is a moving.
你心脏不动你就死了。
If our heart doesn't move or doesn't pump,
你看外面的植物好像不动，它是动的。
Look at the plant out there. It seems that they are not growing, but they are living.
它白天是吸收二氧化碳，晚上是土氧啊。白天是土氧气，晚上是吸收二氧化碳，它是动的。
In the daytime, the plant will absorb carbon dioxide and give out oxygen at night.
你说这个地球，这个月球，它们是动的。
And you take a look at this planet. It is revolving.
这个大地好像是不动的，但是它是动的。
The earth.It's solid, it seems, but it is revolving.
所以任何有生命的都是动的。你如果有一天停止追求了，可能我们的灵性就不动了。
If everything seems to be moving, revolving, but if one day if you stop revolving, that means your life.
所以我不是说我已经完全了。
I do not say that I'm perfect.
我要竭力去追求。
I try my heart to look for it.
那怎么样去竭力追求呢
？And how can I work for this?
我们要忘记背后的荣辱。
And we have to forget what lays behind.
我们来读十三章的十三节，腓立比书十三章十三节。
十三章。
对不起啊，三章十三节，腓立比书三章十三节，看看你们有没有睡着了
哦。Just testing you.
三章十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
请读。
Verse 13, brethren, I count not myself have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind.And reaching forth unto those things which are before.
那个我们要追求，你一定要忘记背后。
And to look forward, we have to forget what lays behind.
耶稣说：“你手扶着犁，向后看，你不配进神的国了。”
Jesus says that if you are holding the hands on the oxen, you are not worthy to enter the kingdom.
有人要跟随耶稣，他说：“让我先回去埋葬我的家人，我再来跟随你。”
There are followers that want to follow Jesus. Jesus says that tell Jesus that I want to return and bury my dead and come and follow.
耶稣说：“让死人埋葬死人，你来跟随我就对了。”
Jesus replied that let the dead bury the dead, and you let you come and follow me.
所以过去哦，那些过回头的事情，过去的事情哦，从前的事哦，让他好像从前的种种好像昨日死掉一样了。
And what has been a history, let it left behind.
我们不要回头哦。
Let us not turn back.
尤其在追求神国的事情上面。
Especially on matters regarding pursuing the kingdom.
追求神的国，如果你回头，可能有两个结果。
Pursuing the kingdom of heaven, if we turn our head behind, we have two consequences.
哎呀，我当传道当十年了哦。回头一看，我当十年了呢哦。
What amazing things that I've been a minister for 10 years already.
可以了，人生才有多少个十年，我可以休息了。
It's enough. I can retire. How many tens years that I can live?
你一回头就会觉得，哎，我有成就啊，我已经做过这么多了啊，休息了啦，哎，可以提早退休了。
And then if you review what you have done, then you say that okay, I have done so much that I can, I'm worthy to retire.
那另外一个可能性就是说啊，我当了十年哦，这个空占土地不结果啊，不如归去算了，不做了，不做了啊。
I have been working for 10 years. It seems that I'm a tree of fruits that without bearing fruits, just occupying the land. Let's go back to visit God.
所以你回头可能你就会有一个评估，你就会觉得我满意了，哦，不用了，哎，我不够，啊，算了，反正就是永远不够了，不做了，啊，有这两个可能啊。
One of the two consequences is that you're happy with what you're complacent with what you have, or you're not worthy of what you have not done.
所以我们要眼睛往前看啊。
So let us focus our eyesight to the front forward.
那除了要忘记背后，他说要努力面前之外呢，他还有一个 mark， 你要设立一个标杆。
He says that besides forgetting behind or reaching forward, he said, but there is a now that says mark.
除了刚刚提到哦，你那个神给你在属灵目标是永远前进的哦，永远不会止息的之外呢，你的生命啊，你要做的一个事情啊，你真的要有一个目标。这个时候。这个现在这个时间点，我要达到一个什么样的目的
？And besides leaving behind and looking forward, there is a point of time that you have to know what you have determined to do.
你要画一条线呐，你要 mark 一个记号，我就是往这个地方走的。
You have to hit a you have set a target that this is the goal that I want to achieve.
你们有没有读过？有没有看过一个？我不想跟大家讲过，有一个卡通的故事哈。就是一个卡通图画叫 Charles Brown，
Charlie Brown，
Charlie Brown， 他有一天射箭啊，射箭本来要射靶嘛，对不对？哦，这个射靶太难了，老是射不中，先随便闭着眼睛射了再说，射了之后再来画一个靶。哦，先射再画靶，麻将一定是百分之百的嘛。
For example, Charlie Brown, if you look at some of the funnies, he realized that it's so tough to hit the bullseye, so he would just shoot the arrows and then.Mark the bullseye on where the arrows are hit.
这个不是属灵追求的目标啦。
And this is not a spiritual goal that we set.
很多人祷告，从神那边有很清楚的了解，我这一辈子的那个目标在哪里。
And many of us have prayed, and we have already marked where we want to hit.
保罗被拣选的第一天，他就知道了啦。
Paul knew that when he was selected the first.
他要做外邦人的使徒。
And he wants to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
耶稣长大之后，他也知道他的目标就是去背那个十字架。
And he knew that he was going. Jesus knew that he's going to bear the cross.
所以，请问你的目标在哪里
？May I ask you where is your mark?
这个真的是你祷告出来的东西呢。
And this is the effort result of your prayer.
如果你没有目标，你可能像那个天竺鼠上面绕绕绕绕绕绕绕不出来啊。
Otherwise, we look like a guinea pig that run around the maze.
如果你没有一个目标，你怎么跑呢？你我跑到哪里去呢
？Unless we have a mark, we do not know where we want to go.
孔夫子说：“不知道生，怎么知道死
？”And the Chinese Confucius says that if you do not know what life is, you do not know what death is.
你不知道生，不知道死，那你不知道死，不知道生，不知道死，你人间往哪里跑？
If you do not know where your life begins, where it ends, then where are we going?
那我们基督徒应该要先知道死，你才知道怎么样去生呢
？And the Christian, you know how to know what that is, then you know what life.
你的目标在哪里？所以你就知道这样过生活。
And if the target is over there, you know how to achieve that goal.
真的，很多弟兄姐妹他们知道，他们这时候他们的生命目标是什么
？And a lot of brothers and sisters now knows that what their purpose of life is.
有一个有一个姐妹了
哦。There was a sister.
不是我们教会的。
A lady.
有一个女士了哦。她是有一次小弟去那个网络的事工哦，有一个人 UPC 的一个家庭写信来要了解我们教会的道理，教会就派我去跟他们谈道理。
UPC, one of the members of UPC denominations sent a message for us and I was sent to have a contact with them.
那我就跟一个弟兄到他们家去就到他们家去。
And we visited this family.
他们先生他们的道理跟我们很像但是就是受洗那不一样。
Their teachings are very similar to ours, except the baptisms are different.
那在用餐谈话的时候男主人、女主人，他们就在谈他们的服事历程。
And during one of the snack times that we will have a conversation with this couple, they tell us the way that they serve.
这个女主人她说呢，她有时候不晓得怎么跟先生配合做圣工，因为她先生很会谈话，很会传福音呐。
And the hostess tells us that she has difficulty because her husband is very eloquent on how to persuade others.
有一次她边煮菜的时候，就边问主耶稣说：“主耶稣，我可以为你做什么？”
While she was preparing meals one day.The hostess says that she was praying and asked, "What can I do for you, Lord?"
突然之间，神给他一个，他说神给他一个感想，就是他可以用这双手，他不会讲话，但是他可以炒菜。
And that there was a feeling that comes to him that she cannot, she's not fluent, yet she can use her hand to prepare meals.
所以他先生可以传福音，然后招待人，他就可以啊，人家来的时候，他就可以炒菜来做圣工。
And her husband can entertain the visitors, and she can prepare meals for the guests.
我在想，如果哦，别人家啊没有纯正道理的可以达到，我们真的也要被这样的一个激励哦。你可以为主耶稣做什么？
If they do not possess the truth, yet they can fervently serve them, how come? How are we comparing with them?
要从主耶稣的祷告当中，你这些祷告，你可以为主耶稣做什么？你的标杆在哪里
？Where is our mark? And in our prayer, what can we ask from God?
那你有标杆，你就直跑啦。
And if we have a goal, a target, then you can continue to run towards.
我请问你，你这次 NATS 的标杆在哪里？
May I ask you what is your mark on this NATS?
你想要得到什么回去
？What do you want to take it home with you?
你可以像 Charlie Brown 哈，随便射了，反正哦，拿到什么就带回家喽。
You can be like Charlie Brown, just take a bow and arrow and start shooting, and wherever it lands, that's where it gets.
但是如果你真的你来说，哎，我来这次真的要追求圣灵的充满。
And in this,
比如说了。
For example, in this occasion, you want to come for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我来是要看神荣耀的。
I want to come to see the glories.
我来是要学习怎么服侍的。
I want to come to serve others.
我来是知道怎么回去帮助圣工的。
I come here so that I can train others.
你有个目标，那你就会把你的腰绑紧哦，都中到了，你就马上进来了啦。
And if you have a goal, then you will just girdle your waist, and then when the bell rings, you will come.
你就会跑啊。
You will run.
所以我们。要直跑，要心存奖赏的一种直跑哦。
And so we have to have a mind of receiving the rewards and aiming for the target.
我们看四章的十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
四章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, verse 14.
向着标杆直跑，要得着在基督耶稣里从上头招我来得的奖赏。十五节。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。落在什么上存别样的心神也必以此指示你们、哦、所以我们呢、我们这个目标我为什么要设这个目标就是我知道我这样做、神会有一个赏赐给我的
I set this goal because by doing so God will reward me
这个不是一个 不 noble 的一个、想法有人说哎呀你做圣工老是想要得报偿这个有什么这是利益交换嘛这有什么 noble 有什么高尚这不高尚的
And this is not a noble thing because somebody may tell you that you serve the Lord because you want to be rewarded.
如果有人说有奖赏才要做，说这是 a noble， 这是一个条件的交换的话，他实在是不了解将来的荣耀是何等的可贵。
And if we do an unconditional trait, that is, if we do something for a reward, then you have lost the meaning of the greatness of the reward in the future.
所以要得到赏赐哦，是我们工作的，也是其中的一个动力啦。
And to be rewarded is one of the goals of our service.
你有没有陪过你的孩子读那个啊？不，陪你的孩子看那个《花木兰》那一部卡通片呢、啊、
？What is it called?
木兰。
Yes. Have you watched the animated movie called Mulan?
那个木兰啊、他怎么样喂鸡的？记不记得
？Have you seen how the whole story comes into form?
他、怎么喂鸡的？
How did she feed the chicken? One of them.
她用一只狗嘛，对不对
？She used a dog to feed.
狗到处跑嘛，对不对
？Wherever the dog runs.
那狗为什么会到处跑？然后这个，她狗身上有一包米啊，她把米啊割一个洞，然后狗就到处跑，那鸡就到处吃了。
And on the back of the dog, there's a bag of rice, and there's a slit on it, and wherever the dog runs, the rice will flow out, and the chicken will run behind it and get fed.
你们都没有看吗？还是忘记了？
Have you watched that or you forgotten?
那为什么狗会到处跑呢
？Why does the dog run around?
因为木兰在狗前面绑一只骨头啊。
Because in front of the dog, there is a bone that ties to a stick.
所以狗就因为骨头就会追啊，然后就到处跑啊，追不到、就到处跑啊，米就到处掉啊。
And because there is a bone in front of the dog, and the dog would run forward trying to get it, and therefore that it was spilled the rice all over the place.
狗它有一个目标，它也会跑。
A dog, when they have a goal, it will run towards the goal.
我们比狗更高尚，我们要向往天上的赏赐。
We are more superior than a dog, and we should really do what our duty is.
所以从忘记背后的荣辱到心存奖赏的直跑，就可以突破满足现状的怠惰。
From forgetting the things behind to reaching the rewards of heaven, we can overcome the breakthrough of laziness.
我们再来谈最后
Lastly,
突破环境的起伏。
To break through the ups and downs of the environment.
从样样知足学生活的秘诀。
And from contentment to knowing the secret of life.
我们现在这个世界的环境哦，变化很快。
The society we live in change rapidly.
我常常想，我祖父，他一定很难想象我现在活的世界是这样的一个世界。
My grandparents cannot imagine the life.
我祖父过世了哈。
My grandparents who passed away cannot imagine how my life was now.
他从来没有看过手机耶。
He never.
手机什么东西他不知道。
Cell phone to my grandparents is a gadget. It's a good toys to play with.
他一定不知道什么叫做网络。
And obviously, he doesn't know what internet is.
这个才一代而已哦，才一代而已。我们
变化快。Just one generation apart.
我们人的心哈，会因为环境的起伏跟着起伏。
Our life fluctuates according to what we had.
你看最近房子的泡沫burst 了就是破了。
Look at the house price bubble pop.
在刺激房贷的问题。
Because of the back loans crisis.
再来，银行很多倒闭。
And a lot of banks go bankrupt.
现在还有这个汽车工业有问题。
And that the crisis in the automobile industry.
变化太快，来不及追啊！来，不晓得再过下个礼拜、下个月又有什么事要发生？你不知道，你没有办法去 predict。已经活在一种我们的心啊，常常跟着世界这样上下下的一个时代啊，或者一般人是这样子的。
We live in a life that you do not know what happened today, how not happen next week or 1 month later.
那在这样动荡的时代，我们怎么有一颗不动的心呢？一个安全的、平安的心呢
？In this perpetual mobile society, how can we have a stationary mind?
这个就是为什么我们要学喜乐的原因呢？哦
，And that is why we need to start to know what joy is.
你看保罗他怎么样来应付环境的动荡的
？And how does Paul come to face against this rapid changing world?
我们来读第四章的第十节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 10.
四章的第十节
Philippians chapter 4, verse 10.
请读。
Verse 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now that at the last your care for of me had flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lack opportunities.
保罗说他是在主里面大大喜乐的。
And Paul says that he was joyous in the Lord greatly.
他讲这句话的时候呢，应该是他手头上缺钱呐。
When he mentioned this statements, he was very poor. He needs money at that time.
为什么呢
？How so?
你们思念我的心如今又发生，这在讲什么？你们向来思念我，只是没有机会。这到底在讲什么呢
？What is he talking about when he's flourishing and caring for me?
十一节，我并不因为缺乏说这话，不是因为我现在没饭吃哦，说这个话了。
It is not because that he do not have money to buy food that he said this.
这个你读上下文哦，他真的生活上有一些困难哦。
If you read the words before and after, you can see that he needs his livelihood is in poor shape.
所以他说，你们其实以前都是很想念我，可以帮助我的，只是这段时间哦，你们都没有得到机会来帮助我了。
And in the past, you have helped me. Now that it seems that you are not able to help me now.
十四节说，然而你们与我同受患难，也是美事。也就是说，我这个传福音的这样的辛苦的事情，你们一起来帮助我哦，一起共同度过这个患难哦，这是一件美事情呐。
Verse 14 says that in this ministries of preachings that you help us in difficulties, this is a good matter.
所以我们看到保罗不只是在这个捆绑当中啊。他的生活，他是传道人呐、以前又没有总会，他其实他说不定有一组人要支持哦。
And Paul living in these difficulties that at that time there is no organization center to help him. Maybe there's a group of people that supports him.
可是他第一句话就说：“我在主里面是大大喜乐的。”
But his first of a phrase is that he says, "I'm greatly rejoice in the Lord."
我没想到保罗、他献身单传道这一条路哦。我们中国人说有。俭入奢易，由奢入俭难。就是说，你本来如果是比较贫穷哦，你到比较富有的这个过程比较容易。如果你原来有很多拥有哦，你要把它倒空到一个很简单的生活，这是不简单的。
There is saying that if you come from poverty to riches, it's much easier than from riches to poverty.
那保罗本来在那个犹太人的社会，他是法利赛人的，他是一个法利赛人，是一个希伯来人的希伯来人，他是一个有社会地位，我相信他的生活一定是没什么问题的。而且他有自己的门徒，一定是没问题的。
And Paul himself is a Jew of Jews, and probably he's quite rich, and his livelihood will not be will have to be.
他现在当了真耶稣教会的传道。
Now he become the ministers of Jesus.
出基督教会了。
Oh, sorry, the other. If you are minister of True Jesus Church.
他跟我们是同一个教会的，保罗跟我们是同一个教会的嘛，对不对
？They are from the same church as I do.
薪水变少了。
Now he just lost a lot of salaries income.
所以你。从原来好的生活变得现在、要写信跟你讲说其实我是喜乐的啦。那因为你们、听到你们深入我的心，我也是很喜乐的啦。
And I'm rejoiced with you, but when he writes this letter, he says that even though at this circumstances, he's still joyous.
所以很穷，被人家打，为了走这条路、几次被鞭打，几次下海里，几次被人家误会，这条路真的是一条很辛苦的路。
He was beaten, he was jailed, he was harmed, and that this was a very tough journey for him to walk on.
但是在主里面，我还是大大喜乐的。
But in the Lord, he's joyous.
这什么道理啊？
How can we explain this?
这就是安平乐道啦。
And this is the calm and peace.
我物质没有什么拥有，这个对我来讲不是一件什么大事情啦。
Materialistically, I don't own anything. It's not a major issue for me.
因为这不是最重要的。
This is not important for me.
这个不简单哦，弟兄姐妹，我们真的要学习这样的精神，懂有一种安贫乐道的精神。
This concept is not important. It's not easy for us to learn.
The practice. 孔子有位门徒叫做颜回啊。
Confucius, he has a student called 颜回。
孔子很称赞他，他说：“贤哉，回也！这个颜回啊，是一个贤德的人呐、是一个有德性的人。”
And this Anhui is a person with a nice personality.
一箪食，一瓢饮，住陋巷，就是他吃的很简单，住的也很简单。
He live a simple life, and he live a simple way of life.
他说：“人不堪其忧，回也不改其乐。”大家都没有办法忍受那种忧愁啊。但是这个颜回，他不会改变他的喜乐的。
Everyone was worried about what they do, and but this Anhui that he doesn't change at anything.
所以贤哉回也，这个颜回真是一个有德性的人哦。
This Anhui himself is a person that has his own personality.
今天真正追求神的人哦，他不会被因为物质的多少而改变他内在的那种平安喜乐的心境。
A person that really pursue after God will not be influenced by any things around him that changes.
所以。有也可以，没有也可以啦。
Whether he possesses thing, materialist thing or not, he doesn't change.
但是他也知道他的生活是神为安排的。
He knew that God had already prepared for him.
所以他说：“我是大大喜乐的，在主里面大大喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生了。主耶稣总是会借着你们在帮助我的。”
And I greatly rejoice because that Jesus Christ will prepare you to help me.
所以基督徒不用太担心生活。
So we should not worry much about our world.
真的，主耶稣会照顾我们生活的需要，在你最需要的时候，主耶稣会提供你呢。
In the time of critical needs, God will prepare for us.
我们教会一些爱主的同龄都有类似的经验哦。
And most of our brothers and sisters that love God had this experience.
有一次我听到一个姐妹的见证，我很感动啊。
Once I heard a testimony from a sister that touched me greatly.
那一个姐妹啊，家里很穷啊，吼。
Financially, she's poor.
那时候她先生不晓过世没有，我忘了。
I do not remember whether her husband passed away at that time.
家里有三个孩子。
In her house, she has three children.
这个儿子啊，他吵着要去，不晓得 McDonald 还是 Burger King 还是 Dunkin Donuts 要去吃一餐呢。
And one of her child asked for one of the fast food.
可是那个钱，他那个时候的经济情况，就是觉得这个是做不，就说是一个奢侈啦。对他们的家里来讲，是一个奢侈。
Fast food to them at that time is a luxurious food.
但是孩子，哎呀，这么可爱，又在成长，要不就给他去好了。但是所以就带孩子去啊，只有买一份就让孩子吃就好了啦。
And that since they have a gorgeous child, that so that she planned to have one, to order one serving and to have the child have it.
但是看到孩子吃哦，很好，他也在流，他觉得哇，这个一定很好吃这样子哦。但是钱只有一份的钱呢。
Watching her child enjoying the meals, that she says that she only have enough money for one serving.
突然之间，她眼睛一亮，看到那个大概是 Coke 还是什么东西吧，有个可以刮的哦。哎，他没有刮哦，他就知道说主耶稣会赐给我一份免费的啦。
And one of them is that where you have a scratch off, he says that maybe that God will give me one.
不是 maybe 哦，他已经很肯定了。
She is confident that she will win a one.
主耶稣给我一份免费，真的刮一刮，哎 ，you got a free meal.
And after scratching off that mark, that she wins a free meal.
我听到那个见证，我是很感动哦。
When I heard the testimony, I was touched.
我们真耶稣教会的信徒哦，真的很多人真的可以安贫乐道。
The member of True Jewish Church indeed they can live a very comfortable life.
他有也感谢，没有也感谢。
Whether they possess financially or not, they can give.
他们会学会知足哦。
They learn to be content.
我们来读十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
我并不是因为缺乏说这话，我无论什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。十二节。
Verse 12.
我知道怎么样处卑贱，也知道怎么样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随处随是随在，我都得了秘诀。所以他已经学会了知足了。
And she already learned how to be content with what she possessed.
不晓得她怎么学会的哦。
I do not know how she learned that.
所以我给你们做这个功课，对不对？你们去想想看她怎么学会的，好不好
？Your homework is to know how does she learn to be content.
我也不知道她怎么学会的，我不知道啊、哦。
I do not know what the answer is.
但是我知道一点呐、啊。
But I know one point.
知足是用学的。
Content can be learned.
人的这个个性、肉体的需要哦，人常常是不知足的。
Our needs, our ways that is often cannot be satisfied.
那我们怎么学呢？这是我分享说，我从圣经上怎么学知足呢
？And from the Bible, how can I learn to be content?
从负面来学习，不知足是不好的。
And negatively, if he says that we cannot be satisfied, it's not good.
我们看传道书五章十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10.
传道书五章十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10.
五章十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10.
五章十节，贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利知足，这是虚空情念。
Verse 10. He that loves silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity.
这是人性了，你带着肉体哦，说有人不爱银子，这个实在是经过学习来的，要不然哪有小朋友不爱糖果的？找不到小朋友不爱糖果，哪有人不爱钱的？你找不到人不爱钱的啦，这是一种人性的反应嘛。
This is a nature behavior of human beings who do not want money, even a kiss want candies.
那可是你长大你就知道说，哎，真的呢吼，我今天有一颗糖果，明天我要两颗呢，下个礼拜我想要一包糖果呢。
And if you grow up, you know that today I want one piece of candy, tomorrow I want two pieces, and then 3 days later I want a bag of candies.
欲望是一个无底坑啦。
Our desire is a bottomless hole.
你永远没有感觉到我一直贪爱，我觉得够，我永远没有觉得我现在够了啦。
Our desire is always cannot be satisfied.
你们从纽约来的知道有一个洛克菲勒中心呢、啊。
If you are from New York, you know that there's Rockefeller Center.
那这个洛克菲勒他是一个很有钱的人。
Rockefeller is a very rich person.
他讲过一句话，什么叫做够呢？
He has a saying that says, "What is enough?"
就是再多一点点就够了啦，每次都要多一点点就够了啦。
Enough means that you have a little bit more than what you want.
但是永远都要多一点点呐。
Forever you want that small minute extra.
但是所以你永远不会知足的。就是从肉体来讲，永远不会知足的。
Physically, you will not be satisfied with what you
但是如果这一条路一直走下去啊
，But if you walk on this journey,
你会像一个吸血的蚁蝗啊，什么都要给我，我一直要，就给啊，就像一个吸血的啊，那个蚁啊，蚂蟥一样啊。
You're like leeching, you keep on sucking and sucking and sucking and sucking.
可是你这样一直 sucking, 一直要，最后的结果是什么呢？你又不满足，一直要，最后的结果是什么呢
？If you keep on sucking and sucking and sucking, and cannot be satisfied. What is
圣经用四种东西来形容你这个没有办法满足的欲望
？And the Bible describes four ways of how unsatisfying desire.
都是负面的。
It's all negatively.
第一个就是阴间。
One of them is hell.
那个阴间哦，你给他
Hades,
怎么给他都不会满足的啦。
Hades, no matter how much you give, you will not be satisfied.
第二个就是沙漠。
Second is a desert.
你再把怎么样的水浇进去，沙漠永远就是不满足的，不会干，不会变成啊，就是哎呀，还是沙漠。
Desert. No matter how much water you drink, you pour into it, it will always be a desert.
第三个就是石胎。
Third is a
barren womb.
Barren womb.
那个石胎就是不能生孩子的胎的，你怎么给它就是不生孩子的啦。
And no matter how much you have,
没有生命力的。
It doesn't have life and will not bear child.
第四个就是火。
Fourth is fire.
你越给它，它的伤害性越大了。
The more you add fuel to it, it will burn, keep on burning.
你看这是大火，你越给它柴，它烧的越多。
Look at the Pacific fire, forest fire. The more food is fed, it will fire more.
所以你怎么样可以知足呢？你要想到说，如果我不知足，到最后我的生命就好像阴间的生命，就好像沙漠的生命，就好像死胎的生命，就好像大火毁坏性的生命啊。
If we are not satisfied, our life will be just like the barren moon and then the forest fires and deserts.
这个都是会，就是一种没有生命力的一种，你感觉到没有生命力，一种荒芜的一种可怕的现象。
And this is a very terrifying sign.
那我们再来看看怎么样从正面我来学习，我可以知足呢
？And positively, how can I be satisfied?
我们看箴言的十九章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 23.
箴言十九章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 23.
十九章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 23.
二十三节，敬畏主的必得生命，他必恒久知足，不遭患难。请读。
23. The fear of the Lord tends to life, and he that hath it shall abide.Satisfied, he shall not visit with evil.
Hey, 真的哦，敬畏神哦，你的生命以神做中心哦，你会知道说，哎，神说我是客旅呢。
And if we fear the Lord, and if we put God in our center life, God tells us that we are just strangers.
哎，我这个是带不走的，这个人生是很短暂的。
My life is short, and I cannot take it with me.
啊，我有需要的时候，主耶稣会给我啊，因为我跟永恒连上关系啦，主耶稣会是照顾我的神呢。
If I need, God will prepare for me because I already link with
him. 所以我知道我们真的啊，因为我是敬畏神的人啊，所以人世间的欲望，我自然而然就会不像世上的人那样子啦。
And because I belongs to God, all my desire is not what I want to be.
我们看提摩太前书六章第八节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 8.
提摩太前书六章第八节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 8.
六章第八节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 8.
六章八节
First Timothy,
只要有衣有食、就当知足、其实圣经叫我们不要烦恼吃什么吃、喝什么穿什么
The Bible also encourages us not to worry about what we eat and what we wear、
所以真的这个主耶稣会提供给我们的啦
And all this God will prepare Jesus will
prepare 所以我常常想、我们信了耶稣之后实在是过伊甸园的生活了啦
And after we be converted into Jesus we already live in a life of God
伊甸园如果你真的进到伊甸园、你是不会劳苦满面、就是说你已经回到伊甸园了，已经到一种没有罪的世界了。主耶稣会提供给你的啦，不是说你要懒惰，但是主耶稣会提供给你的。
If we live in the Garden of Eden, we have lived a sinless life, and God will prepare for us.
所以我们要有这样的信念。主耶稣在门徒捕鱼的时候找不到吃的，主耶稣手上就是带面包跟鱼过来给他们呢。
This is a training that when his disciples went fishing without going without food, Jesus.With his hand, carry the bread and fed them.
所以主耶稣不会让我们真的饿死，不可能的。
Jesus will not see us starve to death.
但是有主耶稣，我最生活的基本需求一定会给我的，所以我可以知足了。
My basic necessity of life, Jesus will prepare for.
我们再看耶利米书三十一章二十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 25.
三十一章二十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 25.
三十一章二十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 25.
请你读。
Verse 25. For I have sent this, the very souls, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul.
愁烦的人，我使他知足。没有这句话。
没有。
我没有这句我没有看见他的意思这边讲到说，愁烦的人，神会给我们知足了。
And God will satisfy for those who are very who
have. 疲乏的人，神会给他饱足的。
And those who are sorrowful, God will make them joyous.
所以我们既然敬畏神就相信神，我们生命神会负责了。
And if we believe in God, God will worry for us.
那有这样的一种心态你就不会烦恼太多，真的。
And if we have this mentality, we will not worry.
在生活当中，你就可以得到秘诀。
in our life, then we will have the secret.
这是什么秘诀呢？
And what is the secret of life?
我们来看腓立比书四章十二节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 12.
四章十二节。
Verse 12.
请读。
Verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer needs.
你真的是你这个秘诀就是说哦，你不但凡事可以知足啊，随处可以随遇而安。
And the secret is that all times I can be satisfied and I will be comforted and peace.
为什么你能够随遇而安呢？
And how can be at any times any things I can be satisfied?
十三节。
Verse 13.
请读。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
哇，这么好的事情呢。
Wow, such a beautiful thing.
我什么都可以做的啦。
I can do all things.
因为我背后有位神。
Because there is a supporting Christ.
他是加添我力量的。
Who strengthened me.
所以物质环境不是最重要的。
So materialistic things are not important.
啊，我的心中常常有喜乐。
In my heart, there's always joy.
这个就是我的秘诀。
And this is my secret.
主耶稣可以做任何事情。
Jesus can do all things.
你把我放到哪里，我都可以活得下去。
No matter where He put me, I can live.
我都是可以一个安贫乐道的人。
And I can be calm and be calm.
我可以随意而安呢。
And I'll be satisfied with what I have.
你发觉到真的这样子，你就自由了，自由了。
By having this attitude, then we have the freedom.
你就喜乐啦。
Then we will be joyous.
真的是很好哦。
It's indeed good.
这次在 NYTS 啊，我听到一个辅导员在做见证。
Past NYTS, I heard a testimony from a counselor.
我真的很感动了哦。
I was touched by that.
他提到他们家最近家境比较困难。
And mentioning that they have financial difficulties recently.
但是啊，常常体会到主耶稣啊额外的帮忙。
And experience that Jesus' miraculous ways of helping.
他说，虽然他们家小小的，但是他们很会做招待的工作。
They have a small house, yet they show good hospitality.
所以很多同龄都会去夜宿他们家。
And there were many people who like to visit them.
那虽然同龄在他们家转来转去都会碰到墙壁。
And everyone that visit their house, they will, no matter where they turn, they will hit the wall.
但是每个离开他们家的人都很羡慕他们这个家庭。
And everyone that leave the house will admire this home.
他说：“哇，你们家真的很有温暖啊。”
And there is warmness in your home.
他说：“但那个学期刚好有拿到奖学金。”
And at that school term, that these members receive a financial aid.
他跟爸爸讲说：“爸爸，我拿到奖学金了。”
And this member tells the father that they won the scholarship.
爸爸说感谢主，我们那个可以付 bill 哦，可以付这些这些账单呢。
And the father says that thank God that we are able to manage to pay off the bills.
我看那个辅导员讲到他自己掉眼泪啊。
And the counselor cried after this.
我们真的很感动，看到他们这样一种爱的家庭。
And
可是常常体会到神那种额外的恩惠啊。
And these extra blessings that they receive touched me much.
我相信他们这个家也是安贫乐道的家。
And I believe that this house is a house of peace.
他们已经学会知足了。
They learn to be satisfied.
这样子人生哪有什么不可以喜乐出来的呢？
And with this lifestyle, what else can stop us from being joyous?
有主耶稣真好。
It is good to be with Jesus.
我们要做生命的突破。
We have the breakthrough for our life.
这样我们就可以能够有人生的喜乐。
Then we will have a joy of life.
我们腓立比书就谈到这里。
So we end the book of Philippians here.
你们有个功课哈，最后一分钟讲一下四种传道的人哪四种
？And your homework is what are the four types of evangelists?
第一个第一章就是知道我是因为爱心设立的第一种，对不对
？The first type is in chapter one.
那第二种就是那些纷争结党的。那些出于嫉妒的人
second,
而且是批评保罗的人
The second group of evangelists are those that oppose Paul
第三种是传割礼道理的传律法主义的这是三章我们今天读的第三种传道人
The third of evangelists in chapter 3 the legalistic group
第四种传道人就是在第三章的十七节
And the fourth,
十八节
The fourth type isIn chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
他说很多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
And those who are the enemies of Christ.
我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。
I told you before, and now with tears I tell you.
他们的崛起就是沉沦。
And their end is destruction.
他们的神就是他们自己的肚子。
And their God is their belly.
所以这样的人第三种是传错道理的人，第四种是贪爱你们。要从你们得人间利益的人啊。
The third type is the one that preach the false gospel, and the fourth is the one that wants benefit from out of all their works.
我们提过腓立比有监督哈。
And we have mentioned that the overseers in the Philippian church.
这个教会太有爱心了。
This church is filled with love.
所以不懂得不懂得分辨是非。
And they are not able to distinguish what.
所以保罗为他们祷告，就是在爱心，在各样知识跟见识上多而又多。
And Paul says, encourage them that in all things that you will be having more and more.
所以保罗才会说呢，你们现在又想到我了，大概你们接待这些人的时候都没有想到我了
And Paul says that now you have remembered me while you are showing hospitality to them.
因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生了第十节
Verse 10 he says that now they already have come and remind me again.
所以照顾错人的了可能是照顾错人的。
And probably they have shown hospitality to wrong group of people.
如果不懂的话，也会把教会带到错误的方向。
And without knowing, they can lead the church into the wrong direction.
那我们有提到说，虽然这样，他字里行间充满了喜乐的声音。
But even though with this minor fault, that but they are filled with joy.
因为他有很多的突破。
Because they have many breakthroughs.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer.
阿门。
Amen.